Calvin is celebrating harder than the French for not only his stumping score, but also that Patrick Dangerfield is now available as a forward. We analyse the new DPPs here on this week's episode of the Official AFL Fantasy Podcast.
G'day with the traders, I'm Roy, I coach Destroy, and I'm here with Warnie.
Coach of the Wanderers.
And Calvin.
Coach of the mighty Calvinator.
You're back.
Yeah.
And your ranking's climbing?
Yes. Declining. Climbing.
Mate, good on you.
Yeah, look, and you guys, you've written me off.
Well, I thought you threw the towel in.
Did? Yeah, I totally did.
Have you reached in to grab it?
Yep. Just was like, that's it, had enough.
All four wheels were off.
Oh, dog.
They weren't just falling off, they were gone.
There were sparks coming off the axle.
I was.
were a train wreck.
But.
Now you're back.
Yeah, I've done it for the people. Because it just shows everybody out there. You might be down and out. You might be laughed and kicked at by your mates. But do not put up.
No.
Stand up to them and say, enough is enough.
Good on you.
Yeah.
It was another massive weekend of fantasy football with some huge scores out there. I think everyone was going into Sunday projected for some massive scores. And most people probably still ended up with massive scores. But Sunday, as it seems to do every now and then,
has
come and be a shocking Sunday for us. All right, Calvin, tell us how big that number was next to your name.
Nearly. I thought I was going to get a 2.5.
Did you?
No, I didn't quite.
Oh,
I was 31 short.
Yes.
Which comes down to the Mitchell captaincy
decision. Oh, it does too.
Yeah, we'll be
fantasy finds a way to rub salt with stuff like that.
We'll be addressing that later.
Will we?
Yeah, we will.
I thought you didn't want to talk about it.
No, I'm more than happy to talk about it. A lot of people want to talk about it on Twitter.
Do you know what? I'm so glad you get to face this head on after a good score like this.
Yeah.
If you slugged in here after another shocker and got that. Yeah. Wowie.
Yes. We'll address that later because it does need to be.
So 2,469, which has got you up to 4,457th overall.
Top 5,000.
Yeah. You were. I will put my hand up and say I did not think you would get inside the top 5,000.
No one did.
Mate, you inspired it through your bullying.
So, hey, we're not there yet though. I think I can go even further.
Do you?
And guess what I can smell?
A hat. I can. I had 2,463. I was projected for a 2.5 and a half, and then that Sunday happened.
Remember your original projection?
Yeah,
was
that
was that
ridiculous.
Day,
yeah.
And we were like laughing at it, and then
anyway, so got it. I'm just under 300 points off 100th spot, so. That can be done, I think. Make up 50 each week.
I told you it could have been done weeks ago.
Anyway, that's where I'm at the moment and had a draw with one of the big rivals in our Bacon Cup Classic League, the Manzax. He's inside the top 150.
Yeah, 149.
Wow. Why were you so surprised about that, Roy?
Well, I knew he was going well, but the way you walk around with your chest puffed out, I thought you were the best in our league.
No. BP.
Second best.
He's a machine.
He's a very good coach.
Very calculated.
Yeah, conniving.
He even brought in Jack Billings this week.
Yep. See, that's gutsy moves like that.
That's what you got
to
do.
And our draw, he would have, if he didn't listen to Calvin and just went with Titch, he would have.
Gosh, you find a way to get kissed in every single way, don't you?
You do.
It's all right. I'll take that.
Looking forward to
meeting him in the finals. Roy, how did you go?
Solid. I think I was par. I was Mr. Yep. Par. So bad in terms of green vest back-to-back for the record.
Back-to-back.
I heard people in the coffee shop today too, Roy.
Yeah, they're laughing
at me. No, not laughing at me. They were just in more confusion and just absolutely distraught.
Well, I've got supporters out there that they're asking questions, and rightfully so. They've paid their membership. And we've tried a few things the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
They haven't come off, but we reviewed it today. And moving forward, we'll work on those things this week.
Good.
But I got 2,365.
You actually went up two positions overall.
And I bet a lot of people didn't have the bad luck that I did in that. So, good on me. I must have a pretty good team. Maybe I can sniff a hat.
All right.
I'm ranked 985 now.
Who was someone then for Roy that gave you a bit of good luck over the weekend? Who
good
did
luck.
You have as your plus three?
Well, all you critics at the start of the year that were so smug thinking you knew everything about Zach Merritt and how he's going to be pathetic this year.
Monty.
And now you've all got him. Not just him. He's one of many, many.
You were there.
Yes, far out of
it. I wasn't there.
It was obvious because he's going to get tagged. He can't handle a tag.
I didn't say anything like that. I just chose other premiums.
Oh, sorry. Really? You didn't say that. Oh, 138 he got, and he might get a little pat on the backside for it later this episode as well.
Wow.
Whoa.
And By doing that, all you people that are getting him in or have got him in that opened your trap with that rubbish at the start, I'm looking at you and just scoffing.
Scoffing.
Yep, scoffing.
I'm giving mine to Angus Brayshaw with his 128. Very nice to be an owner finally.
Isn't it?
Yeah, when you get someone in for their first week and they do that sort of thing for you, it's
a very good player.
Nice thing there, Cal.
I've overlooked Danger's 151, Roy.
Yeah.
Okay, because we'll talk about him later on.
That shows how we feel about that dude.
Yep.
He didn't get it for me.
He didn't get it for me. I'll go to, he's my barometer.
Oh, yeah.
Old mate Lockie Whitfield.
He was amazing.
Wasn't he? So he had 150. Warndog?
I flicked on in the third quarter.
Yep.
I hadn't checked scores. I thought if he's been doing this the whole game, that was amazing.
That's what he does. It's what he can do, and that's what he does occasionally. But, dog, it's time to get negative.
It is time to get negative. I'm start this off. Luke Parker.
How many times has he had it?
15. Oh, yeah, and he's gone this week. He was out.
Three strikes.
I love the little notification that you get on the app saying that lockout is lifted. Straight in there. I looked at it. I looked at the stats. I was the first one to make a trade. He was gone. I was
Oh, you were quick.
Now, can I just flag, though? Very quick.
59. What happened to him? Was he injured?
He was just putrid.
Oh,
so
he
couldn't get his hands on the ball.
The easiest team to score against this week in Gold Coast.
Yep.
At home.
Yep.
Just be prepared for him to go 120 or something that he'll do this week just to rub it in.
I don't care because I'll be getting someone that's going to go 150. So
ooh, nice. Okay.
That's what I'll be doing. Yeah, Luke Parker easily gets that for me.
I reckon.
Because that... would have
no, that's got disgusting. Me
wins and all that
if
sort
a rookie
of stuff
got that, you'd go, oh, that's not even that.
Could have had a hern on the ground instead of him.
Yep.
Yeah, he has to go for that.
Yep.
For me, I'm looking at, I was looking at Cade Simpson for his 72.
Yeah. Should have been nice on Friday night for him.
Then
as
I just
well.
Remembered
no,
that.
No, he's injured.
That I actually like Cade a little more than Yo.
Yeah.
So Yo gets it for 76.
Maybe you get blocked as well.
Against Collingwood.
Yeah.
Come on, Yo.
Yeah.
That's not good enough.
No, even for a Yo.
Yep.
No.
Not good enough.
Cade's injured.
Right.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, okay.
So just monitor that.
That calf.
Ooh, flagged. This
oh,
week.
Massively flagged.
Okay.
I don't know what it is, but, well, this is similar to Dog. Robbie Gray for me for the fourth week.
You can't give it to someone injured.
But, yes, you can, because I'm only judging his first half.
Yeah.
And then I didn't realise I had such strength, my mental... What's it called? Telepathy?
Yes. Yep. Yeah. That's a word.
I feel like I was responsible for what happened.
Oh, you did it. How did you? Oh, you were like, that's enough. I've seen enough.
Yeah.
Get off.
Tackled him.
Wow.
Because
his first half was pretty average.
Oh, you think?
What did he have?
I think he had 6 at quarter time, like 22 at half time. I wanted him out, and unfortunately, like for him, I feel sorry for him, but he's out.
There you go.
Now, here's Warnie with breaking news.
All right, let's look at the news of the weekend. Let's talk about Robbie Gray then.
Yeah.
Concussion, could miss this week. He did fly back with the team, though, so I guess that's a positive
in
thing.
All seriousness, though, like, so I'm bagging him out fantasy-wise and that.
Yeah.
I hope he's okay, and that was a disgusting tackle.
Yep.
He better go for a long time. That's just about the filthiest thing I've seen this year.
Wow.
Sorry, play on.
Yeah. I don't think he plays.
No.
I don't think he plays this
week. I don't reckon.
The way he laid there and was carried off. You see guys like Heaney get a little knock, delayed concussion, plays for a bit, comes off, misses next week.
Nah.
If you're
he
being
needs
carried
a proper
off,
rest.
Strapped to a
if
stretcher.
If there's one thing we've learned from the AFL this year is that players with concussion are treated more cautiously than anything we've seen
Did
before.
Did you see how close his head was to that artificial turf?
Oh, yeah.
That would have been... very bad.
So I guess the news from that as well, that old Niehaus, he's gone straight to, or the MRO's referred him straight to the tribunal for that. So interesting one, though. Like, he didn't really deliberately go out there to completely hurt him, but he's got the consequence of that. That's
the
thing.
He knew he had him
tackle.
Stitched up. He knew he had him.
It was
a huge tackle.
It was a big tackle.
Yeah. It was massive. So anyway, we'll see that. The only other MRO thing was earlier in the week. It feels like an eternity ago, and we saw our last Thursday night, thankfully. Tex Walker gets a week.
And he's bloody lucky.
Probably lucky
he got
that wasn't longer.
Did you see that one destroy?
Did he only get a week for that?
He ran past the ball and drilled a dude.
Oh, it's because he came back on. And there's
he did come back on.
Goodness knows how.
Yeah.
Because he was so
was
wobbly
Tui,
on his feet.
Yeah,
he's tough as
Zach
Tui
is pretty tough. Also for Port Adelaide there, Paddy Ryder. Bit of a hip issue. Looks like he'll be out for a few weeks. So, Well, that's going to make those Port Adelaide points against for Ruckman pretty good once again, I would say. Nick Natanui, knee. Don't know anything further than that. It doesn't look good, though. Devastating there. So that's a trade for a lot of coaches.
The game's just a lot better when Nick Nat's playing.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Mm. Other news, JPK, Josh Kennedy, hurt his back. He was struggling a fair bit with that too in the second quarter. Didn't come back on, so he may miss again this week. Ben Jacobs was delayed out with that concussion. So again, those concussion symptoms floating there. Playing against Collingwood this week.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, sorry, Steele.
Back-to-back Steele.
Yeah, Steele Sidebottom. Big one there. Was what do you end up with?
48.
48. Mm. Jeez. That's a bad one. And someone did say, stop talking about Selby on this show, but poor old Selby.
Mm.
He actually...
Did someone say that?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, my gosh.
I was going to say to that guy, well, if your team was any good, we'd talk about you. But
we've
got a guy that could actually go back-to-back in fantasy. That's why we're talking about
it. I've done my research. In all fantasy sports around the world, it's never happened.
No. Well, and the thing...
none of us will know if it happens either. Because we're not talking about it.
But what he did, he went Jack Redden to Steel Sidebottom a fortnight ago. So he's missed out on...
It's definitely not happening.
Thumping Jack Redden scores and copped...
That's unlucky. Sidebottom. That's so unlucky.
It is.
Looked like the right move to be making at the time anyway. So, Ben Jacobs, will see if he's back this week. Braden Sire corked a left quad. So, he was off in the third quarter and didn't come back on. So
that's
one to monitor there. He was going all right, too. He was probably on track for an 80.
Oh, man.
He's been...
We need him sitting on the pine there.
We do.
We definitely do. Matthew Cruiser is one that will be burning a lot of draft coaches, I reckon, because he was in the top few that was drafted. A lot of people might have even taken him as the first ruck in a lot of draft leagues because of his sensational year last year. Being interrupted by a few different injuries, and this week there's an elevated heart rate and a shortness of breath. He is hoping that he'll play.
Is this a thing that has happened more recently in the last few weeks?
Twice in 2 weeks at Carlton.
Twice in 2 weeks. Yeah, March back last week. That one with Robinson when he went down. That was nasty, though.
Yeah, he's
back running as well now, which is good.
He's back doing... You know, I just find that this... It's like a trend.
Yeah, Robinson, that was legit.
That was completely different.
Yeah.
It's like when, you know, hamstring tightness or... Yeah. No, what were they calling that?
Awareness.
Hamstring awareness. Mm. And then all of a sudden it just pops up everywhere.
Well, I think where you're going with this, Cal, it's weird to hear... That they've got an elevated heart rate and they're short of breath, and that's an issue. Because running around. Interesting.
But anyway, look after your heart, mate.
All right. Jimmy Webster was icing up his groin, so there's another issue for him. He's been interrupted a little bit by some injuries. Mason Cox was laid out with hamstring tightness. So, interesting thing there. Now, Grundy didn't really respond with Mason Cox not being in the side. He posted his worst score of the year. We nailed that one with our thoughts Grundy in the preseason.
That was bad.
Yes.
68.
Yeah, shocking.
You flagged it though, Calvin.
Flagged.
It's one you haven't told.
Like, no, I don't need to tell you everything that I get right.
Especially but Nick Nat down so early. Down.
So he was struggling against Nick Nat.
And then I thought, this will save him.
This will save his 100, but it definitely did not. So that's his worst score, Dog, in his last 51 games.
51 games?
Yes.
Wowzers.
Whoa.
And ironically... Cox was not there.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God.
Now, Hodgie was a laid out with calf bruising. He was running around on Friday afternoon. I reckon he just wanted to sit in the box and assistant coach against his old side, which might have helped them get that win there.
Goodness, man.
At York Park on the weekend. Jack Viney, he was a laid out. A bit of stress to his toe. Could miss the rest of the season. He's thinking about a month, but geez.
Gosh.
He hasn't had too much luck with his
foot.
No,
he hasn't, has he?
Fantasia was out with a groin on the weekend, so that's 2 weeks in a row for him being a late out. Rightio, let's have a look at some of the Magoo's news and the things that we've got from that. There's some big numbers here to be looking at. The first one is, let's start in the NEFL with the Lions, old Bastanac, 143, Mays, 128. Deledio's a big one that I wanted to talk about. And he is back. 32 disposals and 107 points he had there. The interesting stuff with that, I guess, is that in draft leagues, a lot of people would probably be holding him, you would have thought.
But if he
was available
in your
free agent, you need to pick him up now if he hasn't
been. He was in some sensational form on the wing earlier in the year.
Definitely.
Mm. For the Suns, Braden Fiorini, we've noted him as a bit of a ball magnet.
He does this, doesn't
Two goals, 36 disposals, 8 marks, 11 tackles, and 168. Yeah. Surely they want to put some games into him in these last few
No, I don't
weeks.
Know what they're doing.
Really?
Yeah, they're pretty lost up there.
They are.
So,
and they're three games there to Carlton, though.
He's one to possibly...
Oh,
I know.
Stop it.
Watch on your draft free agent list. Barlow.
He's
he was back.
Back. Is he?
44 disposals, 9 marks, gosh. 6 tackles and 159.
Was that his comeback game?
I think it was.
Oh, my gosh. Have
so
mercy.
He battled quite a few things. Broken jaw, then that developed Bell's palsy. Yeah, a couple of other numbers gosh. There. Our mate Jesse Lonergan had 31 disposals, 121. And old Pierce Hanley, he was back as well.
Goodness.
With 31 disposals. Only 87 for that
there,
31.
Hang on.
There are four good players there.
And Kate Collins-Jasny as well. Was back in there. 23 disposals and 96 points he had.
All right, I'm going to say it. I think they could beat the firsts.
Yeah.
Yes. There's five really good players there.
They're probably the first five I'd pick for the... If I was picking the first...
If you did go back over the draft and the ADP, you would have had blokes like Barlow, Hanley, KK, all potentially... They were probably their three first picked.
Yep.
Lions would have been
some,
up there.
Some people were recommending picking Barlow really early in the draft.
Now the Swans. Darcy Cameron, he just keeps racking up. 43 hitouts he had, but that went with 38 disposals. He's a big man. Kicked 3 goals.
38.
10 marks. 181. These are the needful numbers we've been missing.
Look, that's it.
They're beautiful,
we haven't seen them for a while.
I don't want to come out and say it or say it needs to be divided by three. I'm just going to let it be today. Everyone enjoy it.
Foot 181. Had 161 and Dawson had 135 there for the Swans reserves. In the waffle, Harley Bennell, 19 disposals, 1 goal and 73. Big Apness injured his leg. We'll be talking about him in a minute too. For the Eagles, Liam Ryan, he kicked 3 goals
well
in 70,
Liam.
So he's a chance to come back in. But I guess the Eagles got a win on the road, so they might be quite happy to leave themselves as they are.
They're a bit better than I thought they were.
They are very good.
Mm.
Hamish Brayshaw, so the other Brayshaw that hasn't is yet to debut, he had 25 disposals, 2 goals and 113. Dom Sheed, 37 touches and 126. Now Vardy probably comes back in with his 116. He got his hands on the leather a little bit. 66 hit-outs he had.
Playing against midgets?
So with Nick Nat out, you would think that he probably comes back in the side.
It'd be a chance.
To be there.
He definitely put his hit-out hand up.
And yes. Play with Lysett. In the sand for the Crows, Pat Wilson. 134 he had last week, but then he upped that a little bit with 32 disposals, 9 marks, 6 tackles and a goal, and 142.
Oh, good
but
on you,
the
Patty.
Crows are in too much form, Cow. Your boys, after their win last Thursday night.
They're up and about, dog.
Cam Ellis-Yeoman had 113. In the VFL, a couple of numbers here. Lobie, 22 hit-outs. He was beaten by that Meese. We've seen big numbers from him for Williamstown over the last couple of years. He had 78 points, but Lobb probably comes in for his first game for the Blues, do you think?
I don't reckon.
You don't think?
Oh.
Is Phillips injured? He is.
Yes, he is.
Yep.
Surely they just ask Curno to do it.
Right.
Can't be that embarrassed.
Mark Murphy, you go.
Like, it's already at an all-time low. You can't go getting Lobb in.
Wow.
For the Bombers, Stewart kicked 3 goals, 26 disposals, 13 marks and 136. He's going to be every chance, but again, the Bombers had a win. Dylan Clark, we like to follow him. Had 116. Big thanks to 15 tackles.
Whoa.
Wow.
Machine. Clark? Kobe Much had 104 for anyone still rolling with him on their bench. For the Cats, Charlie Constable, we talked about him earlier in the season. He had 33 disposals, 1 goal and 134 points. Tigers, old Lloyd had 27 disposals and 152.
Always pops up doing these things, doesn't
he? He's very good. He had 5 tackles in that. And for the Saints, Akers could be every chance to come back. With 113. But Nathan Freeman.
Yes, yeah. This is the week.
This is it.
It is.
Has to be.
Yeah.
Has to
25
be.
Disposals and had 100 points. This could be the week, and it would be quite nice for us. As on Friday night, we'll be commentating that game.
Yes.
St Kilda and Richmond. You'll be able to hear that on afl.com.au.
It's meant to happen.
Yep.
The planets have aligned.
Yep. For us to be there. Out to Freeman. Oh, he's got his first kick.
Oh,
and we'll
my
erupt
goodness.
In the
tell you what, there'll be no commentary box happier than us when that happens.
Everyone will be flipping through their papers going, oh, who's this Freeman fella? And we're like, boys, come on. Don't you know?
We've been waiting half a decade for this to happen.
Gosh, I've got goosebumps thinking about it.
It's happening.
Come on, Nathan.
Friday night footy.
All right, let's take a look at the other news, which is the DPPs. And they did drop on Sunday evening. And we saw a few players get new positions. Not too many with relevance, though.
That no, that's okay. Because thing. You don't want to be creating positions for someone no. when it's not actually there.
All right.
People have been very positive, though, Dog. And I'd like they to have. Thank it's everybody good. For that. Much better than last time.
Are you going to take credit for these being done now, are you?
Oh, this lot. I had a little say in it when I was in your ear.
The player names, we'll go through them. Cutler, he's been playing as a midfielder a lot, and his points have been quite good. He's always one of those draft ones. 95% midfield he's been playing over the last few weeks. So he gains midfield status. Majacek. As we've looked at him, he's just playing forward now, and that's what his role is. So he's added forward, defender forward. Mitch Brown's got the same one. He's basically been that for the Bombers. Atness, he was playing in the ruck, so he gets ruck status added to his forward. Giro, he's a mid-forward now, so that's you can handy. Get him as a forward. Very handy,
handy
with
for those who have him.
With what he's been doing. Also, Quinton Narkle is like that too. He's added forward status. And Ryan Griffin, an interesting one.
Mm.
At his absolute best, he would be draftable or played in your draft team.
Wouldn't he? Yeah.
But he just hasn't really been shown the numbers to even consider that
he's
at the moment.
He's not the attack dog anymore.
A couple of other ones. Hunter Clark, he's added defender status. So if you've got him floating around, not many probably would, but he's almost been a little underappreciated as a rookie with what he's done this year. Dunkley adds mid status. He's been racking up a lot too lately. So with him and Ed Richards also adds mid status for the Bulldogs. Missed a couple of cats there. Cam Guthrie. I don't think you can. He's borderline relevant in draft.
I don't know.
His average looks worse because he was injured on a 10.
Oh, really?
So if you think he can go 70 or so from here, they've got 4 out of 6 games down at the Cattery. I don't know. Yeah, Am I clutching at straws?
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, you're right to bring him up, but Guthrie, he's just, you couldn't do it.
The defender position doesn't suit him with his fantasy scoring anyway. That's actually his problem. But the big name. Patrick Dangerfield has finally got that forward status that people have been asking for all year, and he's just been missing out on the last ones. He's pretty much a 50-50 mid-forward.
Yep.
And that's what he's looking like. Then. And he has gained that forward status, and it's looking like, and this was sort of one of the questions they sort of asked themselves, Champion Data, will he be that next year? And at the moment, he would be.
So will he start next year as a forward?
That's what I just said then.
So you think he will?
Well, they have said that at the moment he would.
Right. I guess the next 6 weeks could.
Yeah, so that might change things as well. But he warrants it, and he is there as a forward now. So you'll be able to get that in the system, and you will hopefully be loving that as an option.
The timing of Dangerfield and his 151 last week is getting people, Roy, very excited.
Yep.
Are they getting too excited?
Yes.
This is the question.
If you are an owner of Dangerfield, you're going, he's got forward status, moving forward or mid, doesn't really bother me either way.
Zero excitement.
Not very much excitement at all, Roy.
Yep.
Prior to that 151, he might have been a trade out this week because, like, are your forward lines looking good enough that he wouldn't have made your top 6 forwards?
I can't wait to see Roy's rolling 22 in a moment, but yes, definitely. He's still averaging 102 for the year.
Yeah.
Boosted. That 151 last week, his highest score before that, that's his only score over 120 this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He averaged.
I did the stats on that too. Only score over 117.
Yeah.
And he averaged 118 in 2016 and he averaged 120 in 2017.
Right. So
that 151 was the first time he scored more than what his average was for the last 2 years.
Dog. Listen to how shocked you are. Have you not heard? Do you tune out when we complain every week about this?
No, I just wanted to make sure people actually understood
this
that.
This is the thing. Now, there's a lot of people bringing Danger in this week, just off the pure excitement that finally you can get this guy averaging, what has averaged 120, into your forward line. He plays Melbourne.
Yep.
Last year against them, he scored 117.
Yep.
That sounds okay.
It does. It's great.
That's his highest score against them in his career 10 games.
What do the others look like? Low hundreds.
Oh, Roy. He's averaged in his career against Melbourne 76.
Wow.
Now, you compare that to the Gold Coast.
Career.
Gold Coast, he averages 110 from 11 games.
Yeah.
Against Melbourne, 76 from 10.
That's not good.
It's not good. So it's all just, those people bring him in this week.
It's buyer beware.
It's massive buyer beware.
It's some excitement show.
Oh, he gets forward status because he sits forward.
Yeah.
He doesn't do anything it's when
hit
he's
hit and miss.
There. Just be careful.
All right, well, let's consider Roy's rolling 22 then. Can we jump straight to the forward line then? Because this is the question I've got for you.
If that's where you'd like to start.
How much thought have you put into this?
A lot.
Have you really?
Like,
good.
What have you done that you've done differently to other weeks?
Because this will influence
put
my
in a
trade.
Bit more thought.
You need to know that what you hand out here influences people's trade. I've got Tom Phillips sitting there.
Right.
Because of
some
you.
People have Jack Crisp.
Yes, they do.
So you need to be aware.
That's why it's rolling. That's old news.
Of the importance. Because I'm listening to this.
Yeah.
And I'm...
Everyone is. I love it.
Right. You've ranked them though now. You're ranking players.
I have.
Okay, let's look at the forwards because let's talk about this question. Patrick Dangerfield at 660K, had 151 last week, averaging 102 for the season. Where does he rank now as a forward? Where does he sit?
Number three.
Three, right?
Correct.
Yep. Higher than what I thought he was.
Yes, I know.
He's averaging 102.
He is.
Right.
Got to
so who's ahead of him?
Couple of players.
Yep.
Can you tell
me? Makes sense.
Number two, Devon Smith.
Two.
Ooh.
Nah, he's number one, Devon. I'm only joking.
Three, boy. Oh, really?
Devon is number one. The Hoff is number two. And Danger, number three.
Wow.
Okay.
So Danger has bumped Heaney, Wingard, and Sick Dog.
Wow.
So Heaney's number four.
Yep.
Okay.
Because that's a question I've got, because I can be making the choice this week of Heaney or Dangerfield. Now, Heaney is 608, so a bit cheaper because of that concussion score that he had.
Yep.
Is Dangerfield basically then worth paying $52,000 more for that?
Yes.
He is?
Yep.
Right. Yeah. I'm just interested about that matchup. Cow's talking about Melbourne for Dangerfield this week. Heaney has Gold Coast.
Mm.
Does that influence any of that?
Yes,
this week?
For this week, definitely. Yeah. Heaney definitely outscores Dangerfield this week.
So I'm looking at a similar thing. I've got Heaney versus Hoff.
Right, Hoff.
Yeah, so that's where I'm looking at your
And
your alignment. Okay.
So if you're looking for a weekly reward, there, dog, in your pursuit of a hat. You would have to go against the rolling 22.
Because the thing I like about Heaney too is that his ownership is quite low for the coaches up the top because they all would have traded him out to
be aggressive.
Trust
you with
missing another injury. Yep, that's right.
Does he, with JPK looking like he's going to miss, does Heaney then fall into a chance of being tagged this week?
Mate,
either Sexton or Took?
Doesn't matter if he's tagged, not tagged, forward, mid or back, he just gets 100.
He does.
Unless he's knocked out.
Just 100.
Yeah.
Speaking of DPPs, he could have been a quad DPP, basically, the way he plays.
I'm pushing
he's
for it.
He's everywhere.
I'm going to fill it in on the
just server. Plays in every role. Yep.
What's the fourth one? Having
utility.
A kip. Oh. All right. What's the next one? What position you want? Midfield?
Yes, please.
Okay. This is who you're getting in this order, if you do not have them. Mitchell, Gaff. This one's huge. Some people are calling me crazy.
Go.
Jack McCrazy.
Wow.
He's in, straight into number three on the back of that injury.
I don't mind that at all. He did not miss a beat. He was good.
Beamer, next. You keep pumping 110s, mate.
Yeah, I love
you
it.
You are.
I love it.
Up to number four. And
it's a proud moment.
Zach Merritt.
Wow. Yeah.
In.
Yep.
So at number five.
You've put thought into this.
I have.
You're nailing it.
I am. Josh Kelly, Matt Crouch, and then holding his spot despite a lot of criticism is Stephen Canelio.
I was going to say Canelio.
He's averaging about 111.
It's better than
and
Josh
you look
Kelly.
At his numbers, he just keeps getting it done.
He does.
If he's not injured, he tons up.
So who's on the outside group there?
Many.
Yeah.
Many players, Cal. But,
just give me a couple that are very close to him.
Selwood.
Yes.
Selwood would be knocking on the door.
Yep.
Can't think of anyone.
Just that's one there on McRae, because people are very keen on him. 133 he had on that return. He does play against Hutchings this week.
Mm. Definitely.
Is that going to affect him, Cal? You're the man that knows what happens with trade with tags.
Look at the Pie midfielders last week. Adams, 83. Mm. Pendle, 75. Steele, 48. That'd be their lowest scoring game in a long time. The Eagles are tough to score against.
Yeah.
And that was at the MCG.
Yeah.
This one's back at Optus. Yeah. And that's Gaff. You're right. It's going to go absolutely bananas.
So McRae at $781,000, a break even of 161. Yep. Can we wait a week on him?
Yes.
You can actually wait multiple weeks. However, if you are rounding out your midfield,
yeah.
you've got a basically a completed team. You're rounding out your midfield. If you've got the cash to get to the number three ranked yeah. mid, you just do it now. No yes. point stuffing around with yep. bits and pieces and an injury stops you doing it next week. You just get the number three. He had 134 on Eagles yeah. earlier this year.
Yeah.
What did he say to Hutchings that day? Hutchings probably didn't play.
No, he wasn't in the side.
He's been tagging recently. That's yeah. the concern for him.
They've got Port Adelaide the next week as well, so they do have a couple of challenging games before the run opens
He's
up
He's not
nicely,
moving, boys. I put work into it.
Where these last 4 weeks, so for your fantasy finals, St right. Kilda, North Melbourne, Carlton and Richmond, especially St Kilda and Carlton, they could be monster games, Carlton, yeah. in that. What do you call it? The preliminary final weekend of the fantasy finals yep. could be a match winner.
Defenders, Roy.
Defenders. Tough work back there at the moment. These right. guys are all big, big dogs. Rory Laird, number one.
Yep.
Gus, good on you, mate.
Yep.
Way to turn your career
number
around.
Two.
Yep, straight into number two. Lloyd, number three. Yo-Yo, you disgrace. I'm so angry at him after this yeah. week. Against Collingwood, for goodness sake. Whitfield, number five, and then Cade hanging on
Ooh.
By the skin of his calf.
I reckon by the end of the year, I can see a Cade out, sick dog back
yep,
into defence.
Swinging back, definitely. Because yep, there's got that. A few guys knocking on the door in the forward yeah. line, e.g. Rocky.
Yep.
Not in there at the moment.
No, he's not. No. 80 on the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you have Sick Dog in the top six defenders ahead of Cade, do you think?
Right now?
Yeah.
No way. He'd be in there if that was the case, Dog.
Ooh,
there right. you go.
Interesting. There
I'll
we go.
I'll tell you what. Well done.
Ruck's obviously staying the same with Brody Grundy despite his lower score of yeah. The last
as 51 games. As flagged by Calvin Ader.
Yeah, no, I knew that was happening.
On the Noted. Traders Fantasy Podcast.
Now, Cal, I'd stepped on your toes because I knew that you only had 4 hours sleep last night and yep. had a look at your cow scale of hardness.
Yep.
And
you fixed
crunched
it.
Enough. Well, fixed it. I actually put in a little bit more thought. No, well, no, I wouldn't say.
Oh, come on, dog.
I crunched
goodness.
A little bit more. I put a bit more data into
Check
it
the score,
to
mate.
How that is. I tweeted that out earlier.
You did.
And just a couple of the things for this run home. Things changed because we're down to six rounds now because we looked at that a fortnight ago. Carlton still have the easiest run at the moment. And so they've got Hawthorn this week, which is their only tough one. But then Gold Coast, who are by far and away the easiest team to score on. Like, they're in a league of their own. So they are by easy, the easiest team. They're unbelievable.
It's because their best five players are in the NEAFL.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, maybe this changes when they all get back in.
But you factor it into your scale.
Oh, of course, yes. You should see the spreadsheet. It's amazing. Richmond, North Melbourne and Geelong are among the teams with the easiest draws, Hawthorn, Port Adelaide and St Kilda there. At the other end, Brisbane Lions have one of the hardest runs. They played Gold Coast in the prelim final weekend. It's nothing to worry about too much, but it's just how the numbers have added up there for that. Gold Coast also have a tough run as well, not for the teams that are playing against them, obviously. So just some teams people need to be aware of. The hardest by far is Port Adelaide. They're in a league of their own. So we've got Gold Coast as the easiest, but Port Adelaide are very, very tough to score against. Hawthorn and Sydney are that sort of next tier, and then Melbourne, West Coast and Geelong are in the next group there with how things have been. So that's taken in stuff with the season, recent form, and a lot of midfielder stuff and teams that with scoring hundreds against them.
Right.
So when you say it's tough to play, are you talking about the fantasy score, Dog, or the actual game
couple
result?
Of people, surprised me how many people actually ask this question.
No, I'm not, Dog, because I saw them coming through thick and fast.
These are about not who I think's going to win.
Yeah, because it's a fantasy podcast.
Goodness me. Is that what we're talking about?
Oh,
yeah, so these
Roy,
are
check
based
the hashtag.
On...
You have no idea. Mate, they're unbelievable.
Based on who okay. we think there. All right, Cal.
Yes.
Captains.
Right, yes.
Right, you stuffed it up last week.
No, I challenged the community.
And the community listened.
Yeah, they did.
And then they tweeted you and let you know about it.
When the pig had his 117 at the half, I was sitting on the couch, and you know, you just get that real sick feeling in your stomach.
Yep.
I had that.
Oh, no.
A lot. And I was just sitting there, and my Twitter was just smoke coming off my phone, and I had nowhere to hide because Dog kept reminding me of what he was on.
Oh, no.
So he only scored 40 points in the second half.
That's not piggish, is it?
That's not piggish. And I don't think, Dog, you were there. It
saved
think there
your
was,
bacon, so to speak.
I don't think there was any tag or...
Well, no, and just... Mate, it's probably a lot of it to do with how Brisbane played in that second half as well. Gee, like, obviously, they played well throughout the whole game, but they did turn it on a bit too towards the end.
Yeah, right.
So that was a little bit. And Max came out, and I thought Max could have gone a bit bigger than that. I think he's like 109 or 110 or something like that.
Could have been worse as well.
Could have been worse.
He started slow.
He started very slow.
Quite opposite to.
Only a few.
Yeah, Titch. Okay.
Anyway, so that, I'm happy to look. And move on from last week.
Yeah.
If you guys are okay to move on from that.
Yeah, well, you scored so well. I'm still listening.
So, here we go. Tom Mitchell this week plays against Carlton.
Oh.
Holy hat. Full stop, Cal. Don't say anymore. I don't need to. Kerno was a concern. I thought, well, maybe Kerno will run with him here.
He will, yes.
Kerno had the option last week to run with Jack Stephen, who had 136. Steele had 126. Billings had 120. Right?
Yep.
Did not tag anybody, of course.
Yeah.
So I can't see anything happening here.
Those three, they're just, you couldn't bring yourself to say tag one of them three these days.
Against the Blues last year, he had a 143.
Gosh, Kerno has to go to it.
Eddie had, though, for the Pig, hasn't been overly great for him this year, 96, 135, then an 83. He's played that.
You're turning me off. I want it. Something else.
No, well, okay, I'll throw you someone else. Number two will be Andrew Gaff. At home, where he averages 115 this year. There's one blemish in there as well. Against the Bulldogs. The Bulldogs rank number one in hundreds they've given up in the last 3 weeks. They've given up 19 hundreds. 19.
This is good. Not often does our work match up, but... They're the top two midfielders in the rolling, mate.
Wow. Number three is...
Why don't they match up?
No. Number three is Max Gawn. Because he plays against Geelong, who don't really have a ruck. No. But he had 138 on them already this year.
Deja vu.
And he's gone... Yeah, well, there you go. And he's gone 110 11 times this year, Max. So just pumping out good numbers.
Yep.
Grundy pops in there as well. I reckon Laird could be big this week against... Brisbane.
Do you?
His numbers are wicked against them. Like, he's gone 3 tons in a row. They're his favourite team to score against. And since he's broken hand, 122, 110.
Yeah, he's going well.
So he should have a ton as well. Dog, I don't mind your Parker if you hold on to him.
Can't do it.
Against the Suns. The Suns have given up 6 120-plus scores in the last 3 weeks, ranking number one.
And ranking number one on the easiest team to play against. I do agree.
If anyone can thump them.
But...
This could be it. Oh,
but Parker, even in good matchups, can go missing.
Selwood, he could be good against Melbourne. They're one of his favourite teams. 122, 137, 126 are his last three against them.
Wow.
So, pretty impressive, but I am just going to be...
Confidently?
I'm still pig, but I can see your concern with Kerno.
Mm.
I don't think he's really been doing much.
Yeah, okay.
If he was going to tag, he should have tagged Jack Stephen last week.
Yeah.
One of the easiest guys to tag.
Yeah.
That's not a Rory Sloane.
Yeah.
If you're playing against Rory Sloane, you send a shadow to
it. It's hard to tell how much they've given up, Carlton.
I think they've given up a lot.
Yeah.
They were nothing against
them. No.
Tweet. Let's have a look at Twitter for today. We have plenty of stuff going on because... Heaps of people have questions. Hundreds of them, in fact. All right, let's have a look at what we've got here from Kurt Stevens. We'll start there. He's actually going quite well because I had a look at the Tassie overall rankings and I saw his team is much better than me. Now, do we only consider trading in guns from top 10 teams given the dangers of end-of-season surgery and blooding youth? Does that rule out McRae, for example?
That's a good question.
Does that factor into the rolling 22, Roy?
I don't think it does.
No.
Not with a McRae.
Depends on the unique situations. So if you were looking at bringing in a premium defender, you would not go Cade Simpson.
Yes. If you're looking to bring in a premium midfielder, if Geelong lose a couple more, you wouldn't bring in Gary Ablett.
No.
That's kind of the situation. I think McRae is a little bit different to that, although he is just coming off a hammy.
Yeah, he'll play out the season. Yeah. He'll push Brownlow early and things like that, so they'll get as many games into him as they can. But it's certainly relevant with some players.
Especially the older blokes.
Yeah. All right, hey, actually, on the flip side of that, there's going to be teams in the top eight that rest guys.
Because finals that locked, though? I've got a feeling like this year there's sort of enough movement around.
There's a bit
there.
Of a blanket in the...
It's pretty tight. And that's why, like, Ablett's on my radar this week. He could come into my team this week because he's got a lot of home games coming up.
And he needs to play.
And he needs to play, or otherwise they won't make the eight.
Mm.
Yeah, he's not getting... Has he had a rest?
He had a hammy, didn't he?
He had
something.
Yeah.
Quite early in the season, though, wasn't it?
I think he's had two.
Remember when he hurt his hammy because he had the most midfield time out of anybody in the first few weeks?
That's what they call it. And he's just had two real stinkers.
He had a 52 weeks ago and another decent one on the weekend. Yeah. So,
good question. But great question. It's, you can't. It's not quite that simple to answer, I don't think.
Okay, Skippy. He's got Sidebottom, Robbie Gray and Crozier. Now, should I hold any of those? If not, which two should go first? Probably Crozier because he didn't play, and then Robbie Gray, it's time for him to go, isn't it?
Yeah, correct. I think he's concerned that all three will miss.
Yeah, so what is the go with Sidebottom?
All I saw was the red cross.
I saw a red cross too. Mm. And he definitely wasn't giving blood.
In all of my research, I haven't seen that. Now, Isaac Smith, which ruck for Nick Nat? He's got Gone. The obvious answer is Grundy, but are there any Smokies out there?
Oh.
Have you seen what Goldstein's been doing?
Yeah. Yes. He's great.
Awesome. I've got some numbers here, Doc. So Goldie's Gone. He's an average of 117 in his last three, coming off 122, 135.
And I think even the fourth game back was a 110 plus score.
He's on a massive roll.
He's against Grundy this week.
Yep.
In his last five against Collingwood, just one ton.
Yeah, okay.
So that's a
but
flag.
Yeah, if you've got no cash, he's very good at the moment.
Okay, Byron Forbes, Roy, this will come from your rolling 22. Hey, legends, forward line upgrades, Fritch and Ronk going out, and he can be bringing in whoever he wants, basically. He's got enough cash for anyone. Heaney, Danger, Westhoff, or Menegola. So you're saying there, Danger and Heaney.
Yep, Menegola got
Westhoff. Westhoff.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Hoff first.
Hoff and then Danger.
Hoff then Danger.
Where was Menegola?
Out.
Right.
Yep, he's in and out.
Geez, that's a tough six to get into.
It is.
And you can't just go pulling 80s and stay in these days.
I don't want to question the quality of the rolling 22.
You can, and I'll tell you the answer.
Menegola.
Very good quality.
Menegola coming into the six of the forwards and Cade Simpson going out of the defenders to put Sick Dog back
there. Right as this moment.
Yeah.
Not even close.
Oh, really?
No.
What's Menegola doing?
He's nothing like Simpson.
He's gone 82-91.
Which is better than Simpson.
Because he's been injured and had a bad one. You look at him before that. Oh, my gosh. That is not even close.
He did have a patch.
Right.
Goodness.
Interesting to see how those two play out.
Yeah, and it could... by all means happen, but at this stage, not even in consideration.
Okay, right. Mayana wants to know, so Beams and Gaff, you've got Gaff ahead of Beams, or Gus Brayshaw. So where does Gus Brayshaw sit if you were going Gus or Gaff?
It's a great question. Given the fact it's a defender spot, I give it to Gus.
Yeah.
He has to come into your team as soon as you possibly can.
Because I'm just assuming whoever's filling that last mid spot is better than whoever's filling that last defender spot. And Gus... you know, on any given week, he's going to outscore him anyway. So
he's gone over 110, five of his last seven.
Yeah, incredible. Gus it is. Yep.
All right. Next question comes from Blake. Is Shuey worth a punt?
It's an interesting one.
Yes. My answer is yes. He's so cheap due to injury. He's far from an uber premium. Don't get me wrong. He's not. He's a guy that when I think of his name, I think of an average of 98.
Yeah.
Yep.
For Shuey, and that's probably what he'll do for the rest of the year. But
think he's going to be better. Yep. But
he's had 2 tons in three, I think.
He has.
Yeah.
Yeah, 116 last week. 5 games ago, he had a 53. And before that is when he got injured on that 9.
Yeah, he came back slowly with a 50 and a 70. Would I be correct?
You are correct. And then he's gone 114, 96, 116, and an average of 109 in his last three.
Yeah, so he is worth a punt.
Break even 45, very, very cheap.
Yeah.
Ben from Facebook, how do I get more money? Well, you need to cash out some rookies and then to upgrade his players. Really need to upgrade Seedsman and still playing Ahern. What's more of a priority at the moment? Like cashing out some of these players? Or
Yeah, you got to upgrade Seedsman there.
Yeah, so you'd hold Ahern over Seedsman?
You would.
Yeah,
he plays a good role on
Seedsman's 68-67, his last hurt. Yeah, Ahern beats that every day of the week.
Yep.
Yep.
Hasn't that backflip, that Seedsman thing?
It's gone on there. He would have been in the rolling 22 right back at the start.
Think about back earlier in the year, Seedsman owners strutting around.
Yep.
They're like that Homer meme now where he just backs into the hedge.
Yeah.
Aren't they?
But he's the one that got away early.
Yeah, big time.
All right. Paul, why do we keep playing this game? Misfires because of injury. Nick Nat and Gray on the weekend. Yeah, I reckon there might be a few people.
Hopefully I inspired him at the start.
Yes.
I would have.
Yeah. Eli, what's been the biggest disappointment so far in fantasy, and why is it Calvin's first half of the season?
What's his question? Was he having a go at me?
Yes, basically.
Why was he like that?
Your second half of the season's going to be better, though.
Yeah.
Who has been your biggest disappointment in your teams?
Starting with Zach Merritt, starting with Josh Kelly, and they're all both great players now. Billings. Coming good.
Mm.
Starting with Billings.
Only trading him when he got dropped.
Mm.
Just a few of these.
Merritt's my biggest disappointment starting.
That was a massive fail, and Billings was as well. So instead of Merritt, if you'd gone with one of those other guys, you'd be laughing.
Adrian, Ahern to McRae, is it a wise move or not?
Yeah, because one's a rookie and the other one's a jet.
Yeah.
So anytime you can move a rookie to a jet, you just do it.
He's and this number is three.
Probably something that people will need to think about as they do this, because he says, with danger down forward now, that trade would complete my team with bench cover on all lines. So
beautiful.
That's sort of, so would that stop you from trading Ahern, do you think, sometimes if you didn't have cover?
I think, gosh, I do say I a lot, don't I? Anyway, I'm in a position Ahern is my best bench guy.
Yep.
And he's still making money, etc. But I'm thinking about trading him for that extra little bit of cash to get me to a next level premium.
Yep.
So I'm thinking at this time of the year, stuff it with ones like that.
Yep.
If, say, Nathan Freeman's named, come on, Freemo, you come in.
Yeah. And
Ahern can go way too early, but if it gets you to someone.
If it gets to you to who you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. You can go early.
I think so.
Of course you can.
Right, which two trades here for Wade? McLean to Danger, Crisp to Brayshaw, or Parker to McRae? Back in McLean.
Well, that's one thing we didn't discuss. Do you hear that? Hear McLean? Former number one?
Yep. Not in there at all.
No.
And I don't mind it.
No. He's dropped right out. Actually, plopped out the end.
I jotted this down earlier about McLean. I think it's time for him to go. So one score,
really?
One score over 90 in his last six.
Yeah.
One of them was an injury game.
Yeah.
Okay. One score over 90. That's disgusting.
He's 100% on notice. Sorry, what were those trades then?
So, McLean to Danger, Crisp to Brayshaw, or Parker to McRae? Which one would you like the most?
Parker to McRae.
Yeah.
Oh, do you?
Nah, maybe Gus.
Yeah, Gus is the answer.
Yeah, Gus.
So, Crisp especially to Brayshaw with Parker's and then Parker to McRae?
Yep.
They'd be your two to do and hold McLean for
I'm
Danger.
Still holding
McLean. If Brayshaw was a midfielder, we'd be all over him trying to get him.
McLean is
ASAP.
The closest to what I think is the best for his positions out of all of those,
Brett Ray, trade Fritsch at F6 to Dangerfield or Ed Phillips at M8 to Heppel?
You're going Danger there. Heppel's been pretty good.
Phillips was good on his return too, wasn't
he? Yeah. Fritter goes and Danger can come in there.
There you go, Brett. That's nice, considering the next question you followed up here. Why do I listen to Calvin when making captaincy decisions?
I take that advice
back. That's bad when I do.
Go to the other one.
All right. This is an interesting one. I know we can talk about the rolling 22, but Westhoff, for Colin, he wants to know Westhoff, Billings or Dangerfield. Now, all different price points.
Right. Destroy.
Considering what you might be able to do, and we don't know the rest of your team and all that sort of stuff, but if something saves money, because then that allows you to do something more with that money.
Okay.
Elsewhere.
I've got the answer for this.
You know the difference between Westhoff and Billings?
A lot, ability-wise.
200?
It's over 200.
Yeah. He had the tongue firmly placed in the three position.
I didn't know, and I actually only think it's one.
I'll tell you what, you do. You go, if you've got the cash or that option, you go the rolling 22 Westhoff.
Yep.
If you can get there. The only way or reason you're getting Billings and stuff, if you are totally log jammed with a Gray or something, and that's the best you can get to.
See, what I like about Westhoff, though, Roy, and you, as I said, that's why he sits so high. So he's 94 last week.
Yeah.
Is his lowest score in his last seven.
Yeah.
So.
You can't hassle him.
No, you can't. 400s in that.
He's gone.
All right. Next one here is basically about, well, we had one of our rookies of the weekend was Colin O'Riordan.
Well done, son.
Yeah.
Versus McMorgan. Alec Morgan. Is that his name? Hang on, better check that. It is Alex Morgan, sorry. He had 79 as well. Alex, and I didn't see that coming because he's basically about a 50 player in the VFL.
Yeah, right.
So if you were choosing between them, it's O'Riordan, surely, for job security as well.
I think 100%. So. Neefle pig.
Yep.
Massive
pig.
Yeah, but then Morgan doesn't look an awful option.
No, he doesn't.
He went up $29,000 for that 79, and we saw old mate O'Riordan.
And O'Riordan's got the Swans this week.
He's got the Swans this week.
Does he?
Suns.
I was going to say, they won't man up on him.
But they won't. Neither will the Suns.
Oh, well, that's true too.
Right, any downgrade options for Robbie Gray? Like, if you've just got no coin to do stuff.
He's not worth much.
What, to a basement?
Well, yeah, there's probably not really anyone in basement, is there?
The people you can get to in the forward line, that's when you're looking at the Billings of the world. Dunkley, I like Dunkley as well, but that's going to cost you $100,000.
It doesn't cost you that much.
I reckon.
Unless you're swinging a Hearn onto your ground for a week or two and you want to do that, you can get away with that maybe for a little bit.
But no, not really. The answer's not really.
Would you go down to a Narkle?
No.
No.
You couldn't do that sort of thing?
I don't think so.
All right. Who do I get rid of first for Brandon here? Billings, Taranto, Parker, or Dusty?
Gosh.
Parker. Even Parker's if he has got back
his matchup. How did Taranto go this week?
100.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Taranto's still in. He's an option for me to trade.
Yeah.
Yep.
I.
He's not the rolling.
No.
He's got to go.
Yeah.
You're right, though, dog. It's Parker. Well done for holding on this long, you guys who have held Parker.
What? Billings was one of those names.
Yeah. Billings isn't going.
Billings been in good form.
Dusty could go. Would you go Dusty over Parker?
No, I'd have Dusty over Parker.
Would you?
Yeah.
Based on what?
Just because I've had Parker.
Yeah, true.
Dusty, 588.
You've got foggy brain over that.
And Parker's...
It hurts.
It's only 20 or 30K difference. Mm. Geez, they're both dirt cheap, aren't they? Yeah.
They're rotten players. Well.
Thomas Lee, can someone please replace Calvin for the captain articles?
Goodness me.
Sorry, it just popped up.
Have mercy. See what the guy scored. He doesn't even need a good captain.
That's true.
All right, I can afford Danger or McRae. Which would you choose?
McRae.
Yep.
Expect a little bit of a... Don't expect a 130 or a 140 this week, though. But that'll
expect
come.
Expect 125.
All right, Whitfield or Brayshaw? Roy, where'd you have them ranked? Brayshaw ahead of Whitfield?
Well and truly.
Oh, he had 150
three
destroyed.
Spots. You watch poor old Lockie Copper hiding this week.
Do you reckon he's... Who's going to go to him?
Oh, someone.
Rocky.
Beams or Dangerfield?
Beamer.
Mm, it's interesting, obviously, the now, position, given that forward status, but Beamer.
Beamer's back home this
Beamer's
week.
Great.
Jared awesome. Wants to know, Steph Martin or Goldstein for Nick Knapp? Who would you choose out of those two?
Oh, gosh, that's a good question. Tough one.
Yeah.
Well, I would have to go Steph, but Goldie has been fantastic. Yeah.
You want to hear Steph's last scores against Adelaide?
Yeah.
107, 151, 136, 123.
That just made it easy.
Steph.
Definitely.
Beautiful. You can catch us on Twitter at AFL Fantasy. You can catch me at WarnieDT.
I'm at RoyDT.
At Calvin DT.
And don't forget facebook.com/AFL Fantasy Official. Rightio, boys. Siren has ended there for another bumper episode. Big one.
Isn't it?
Of the official AFL Fantasy podcast. You can catch us on SoundCloud and iTunes. We do thank the people that get over on iTunes and give us a review. Couple here that we've got through from Stewie Mac. Love your work, fellas. Been tuning in for a couple of years and always appreciate the banter and mostly good advice.
See, I reckon.
Mostly
that.
Good.
Haven't I? The real
Sporty37 also loves the banter and the great advice. Informed his stats for a couple of years and can't thank you enough. Just scored 2,448 and had several texts from the work crew with their respect.
Yeah.
Not have happened without you.
That's what I love to hear. Now, James Brown 74, legends, love the podcast. My Tuesday and Friday commute is made all the more bearable by listening to the banter between you guys.
Yep.
As a Pommy, learning the game, it's insightful knowledge, helping me get better with my team. I always do a little fist pump with joy whenever you guys read out my tweets.
He's double keep fist it up. That. I can just see
what a legend. What a Pommy legend.
James. I can see.
Yes.
I've got one here from All on Rangy, or All on Rangai, dog. These legends will give you advice on picking your team and guide you through the perils of fantasy football. The added bonus is they are quite active on all social media platforms and they absolutely love what they do, which becomes infectious. Sit back and enjoy the guidance of Roy and Warnie and and marvel at the mathematical genius that Calvin is. What, well, is he having a go?
No. He's just taking the world by storm. You're 0.03%, I reckon.
Hasn't it ever?
Now, right. It's not all positive. Roy had your Kanye West a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, God, have I got it again?
I've copped it this
week.
Oh,
good.
Yes!
Going downhill from Chris. Used to be the go-to, but slipping weekly at the moment. Calvin and Roy are superb.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I knew it.
Not even just good, the superb.
Yep.
But Warnie needs culling from the show.
Yep.
Takes himself way too seriously.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, if you had a good team, you probably would take yours.
Oh, I flagged this type of comment.
Likes
Warnie
to give it, but cannot take
yes,
it.
Yes, I agree.
I take it from Calvin all the time. I've done for the last couple of years. Now I'm just
but not in
back
regard
to
fantasy.
and far too defensive and still getting listened to. Grow a set.
Grow a set.
Thanks. So you can head to you can head to our iTunes feed and leave us a review. We prefer positive ones.
I'll tell you
except
what, though,
when they're about dog.
Well done, Chris. He's nailed that.
He has.
He's absolutely nailed it.
He is talking on behalf of the people too, there, dog, it. Because your swag at the moment, they get a bit annoyed.
Well, like I said, go and get yourself some good teams. All right, let's have a look at what trades we're making to try to make our teams better this round.
All right, well, I've got to get rid of Robbie Gray, and basically I might cull someone early to do it, or I might prioritise bench cover. So I really don't know at the moment. If I'm upgrading to a cheap guy, it would have to be in the form of Billings or Dusty Martin or Sloan.
Yep.
If I'm going up, culling a Hearn, I'd be chasing the man that is Devon Smith.
Finally.
Welcome.
It won't happen, but I hope it does.
Your pride.
I hope it does.
Will you let yourself do it?
Mate, I'm a professional coach. I do what the team needs.
Yep.
I didn't have him at the start of the year when he sucked. Now I need him.
When he sucked.
What?
I'm going. Have you guys offloaded Oscar yet?
No. He's still my in case of emergency break glass
waiting there. Yeah, he gets reversed every couple of weeks.
Yeah, for me this week, he will go, and that will turn our mate Duday into either Lloyd in defence, Hoff in the forward line, or maybe Dusty or Sloan in the midfield.
Yeah, okay.
Still yet to decide, and obviously we'll need to have that done by Thursday night for the show, because I'm a straight shooter.
You are.
Yeah, so, Oscar will go this week to give me that coin.
Yep.
Nice. Parker definitely goes for me, and I cannot wait to do it. I don't care if he plays Gold Coast this week. I don't care if he has 150. Yep.
Fair enough.
I'm just doing it. And I'm also going Taranto out.
Are you?
Right. Yeah. Port Adelaide matchup worries me as how good they are or how hard they are to score against.
Yep.
And coming in, and it still leaves the mid forward in my midfield with Dangerfield and Heaney.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm grabbing both of those guys. So
double luxury.
Three and four. Yeah, will be a luxury. And then I'll maybe offload one of my forwards if it's a McLean or if Rocky doesn't score as well.
Yep.
You know, those sorts of things.
Okay, yeah.
They could then become the McRae that I want the next week.
Yeah,
that's sort of a 2-week plan at this point.
Mate, you on track for the hat. No wonder you're so rude.
Yes. I'm going to run some odds and people can. Oh, you got to gamble responsibly. odds on dog to get a hat.
Yeah.
Nah, it's low. I'm not favourite for it. I'd have to be outside.
Oh, yeah, you are. You're still probably, what would you
bet? It's a lot of points to make up.
A 3-1?
I want a poll from the people. Who wants him to get one?
Right. You had enough, have you?
No.
I can take this. Hey, old Chris, I'm taking this. It's okay.
No, he's not, Chris. He looks really angry.
Angry and red.
Yeah. Right. Thanks for tuning in. Now, don't forget on Friday night, you can tune in to us for AFL Fantasy Live.
Yep.
But on a game night,
because
we are commentating St Kilda and Richmond. That will be live on afl.com.au and via the AFL Live app. And with that, boys, you can basically sync it up to your TV.
Explain that to me, dog.
Well, what I would do is get my phone and play it through my Bluetooth speaker or something like that and work out when we say, oh, the ball's being bounced there and there's a plus one to the ruckman and just make sure that's synced up with your TV. So you probably just pause your TV and then hit play when it is. And then you listen to us. Surely it's better than BT.
Surely it is. Way better.
Nah, it'll be good, I reckon. Nah, that'll be should be a bit of fun.
Make sure you are tuning into that. Make sure you are hitting up everything on social media, and especially our Thursday night live show, which will be streaming on Facebook from 6:05 p.m. at facebook.com/AFLFantasyOfficial. It's going to be a ripper. Good luck for round 18.
18.
Only 6 weeks to go. See ya.